This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Scientists are warning that the Omicron whirlwind spread across the globe practically ensures it won't be the last worrisome coronavirus variant. Every infection provides a chance for the virus to mutate, and research shows that Omicron is at least twice as contagious as Delta and at least four times as contagious as the original version of the virus. That means more people, and the virus can further evolve. Experts don't know how the next variant might shape the pandemic, and they say there's no guarantee the sequels of Omicron will cause milder illness or that existing vaccines will work against them. So they urge wider vaccination now, while today's shots are still effective. Afghanistan's new Taliban rulers say they hope to be able to open all schools for girls across the country after late March, according to a spokesperson talking to the Associated Press, offering the first timeline for addressing a key demand of the international community. Since the Taliban takeover in mid-August, girls in most of Afghanistan have not been allowed back to school beyond grade 7. The international community, reluctant to formally recognize a Taliban-run administration, is worried they could impose similar harsh measures as during their previous rule 20 years ago. At the time, women were banned from education, work, and public life. The bodies of 225 people killed in unrest in Kazakhstan last week, including 19 members of the security forces, were delivered to morgues throughout the country, according to the prosecutor general's office. The figure included civilians and armed bandits killed by security forces. They did not provide an exact breakdown of the figures and said numbers could be updated later. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. An underwater volcano off Tonga erupted on Saturday, triggering tsunami warnings and evacuation orders in Japan and causing large waves in several South Pacific islands, where footage on social media showed waves crashing into coastal homes. A tsunami advisory was also in effect for the U.S. and Canadian Pacific coast, according to the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center in Honolulu. The National Weather Service says tsunami waves along the Oregon and southern Washington state coast were expected imminently. High waves were reported in Alaska and Hawaii earlier. In the San Francisco Bay Area of Northern California state, small parts of the cities of Berkeley and Albany near the bay were ordered to evacuate. Tsunami waves were observed in Tonga's capital and the capital of American Samoa. That's according to a U.S.-based tsunami monitor. The volcano, which lies about 65 kilometers in Australia's Bureau of Meteorology. Egyptian authorities announced on Saturday the arrest of a prominent member of a U.S.-designated terrorist group. That's according to government media. They say the suspect was detained after a Turkey-bound flight from Sudan that he was on made an emergency landing in Egypt. The Interior Ministry said in a statement that a man identified as Hossam Manufi had been arrested earlier in the week but did not provide any further details. A man with that name is known to be a member of Hassam, a group previously implicated in several deadly militant attacks in Egypt. Authorities also say that Hassam was responsible for a car bombing outside an Egyptian hospital that killed 20 people in 2019. Some 200 migrants hoping to reach the United States set off in a caravan Saturday from the northern Honduran city of San Pedro Sula. Hundreds of young men, women, and children, mostly from Nicaragua, Honduras, and Cuba, gathered overnight and early morning at the city's central bus station. Shortly after dawn, they set out walking toward the Guatemalan border in hopes that traveling in a group would be safer or cheaper than trying to hire smugglers or trying on their own. A smaller second group soon joined them. Police say a woman was pushed to her death in front of a subway train by a homeless man at New York Times Square Station. Authorities say 61-year-old Simon Marshall fled but later turned himself in and has been charged with murder. They say the 40-year-old victim lived in the city and was waiting for a southbound R train Saturday morning when she was shoved. By a remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.